All right, good vach. We're holding Shemem Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Hope we cover a few nice sifim tonight. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of Yisaitis here. Yisaitis in Shelah B'Alem, Yisaitis in other halakas. Let's start and see how it goes. Sif Yud Aleph. Show me Beis Shutfim. If someone borrowed from a partnership, took money from a partnership, from a company, from a chevra, and one of the bailam, one of the owners was lent to me, one lent out to me, he's working for me. I don't have both owners, I only have one owner. The chain, inverse case, hashutfin shashalu, partners borrowed something, and it happens to be the owner happens to be working for one of the borrowers. I raise a suffix and mushaila bailam alav. It's considered a suffix if you have the halacha of Shaila Babalam or not. What's the suffix? Look in the smas of cotton yid zayin. Gamze iboya dolo ifshato. This too is an iboya dolo ifshato. It's a shaila in the Gemara. Vezelosh in the Gemara. Kuloi bailav beinon vahaleka. It was a gzeres akaza only if I have the entire bailam, the entire ownership of the item. And in this case, I don't. Because in this case, I'm missing, I only have half the ownership. They're shutfims. I only took one of them. Vahaleka. Oduma, at least mehahidi day mea mifta. At least if I blow it, I'll be potter from this person's chelik. If I borrow something from Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's working for me, so, and I blow it, at least I'll be put on the half that I owe to Reuven, because klapi Reuven's half, I'll have Shalom Babailim. Means on the half of Shimon, who's not working for me, that's Pashur, I'm going to be chayv. I don't have a din Shalom Babailim. The Oshayl is chach, the half that Reuven's working for me, I have a Ptur Shalom Babailim, that's normal, you would say. Or Gzeris HaKos of Kulo Shalom Babailim, Kulo Bailim Beinan, I don't have the whole Bailim, but Mela I'm chayv even on Reuven's half. That's the Shayl of the Gemara. Who are doing shutfin sheshalu? If you have shutfin who borrow, same shaila. Do we need kuloi shayl beinon valeka? Because the bailam are only working for one of the shutfin, one of the borrowers. Or do me at least may he pauge the shayli mias mifta? At least chach on that half, I'll be potter. So the tzad I'll be in ganzen chayv, or at least on that half I'll be potter. That's how the Pasha is the Gemara and the Rishonim. The Mechabe shtickles that mashman like that. The Mechabe again says, "Show me a of nitchul lechem and v'chen nitchul shajov nitchul lechem." I raise the sofik mushel b'balam alav. He doesn't limit it to which half. And if he continues, lefikach in meisa, if the item dies, hayoyis it's a sofik. Whenever you have a sofik, must make a veil of a raya. Einu mashalim, I won't pay. Now lechayro in the case of I borrowed from shutvin. And there's only a tzadar bipot on the one, on that guy's chelik, but on the owner that I don't have working for me, I'm zecher chayev. So you shouldn't say, lefika gamesi na mashalam. It should be, enu mashalam, oi se palgo, oi se chelik, chelkoi, his chelik. What's going on here? And the Ramah and the Machaba continues, v'mtofsu, since it's a sveka dedina, v'mtofsu habaylim, and metziyim v'yodim. I don't have to pay because I'm mitzvah v'ra l'varaya, but yet, he could be toifetz for me because he could say, kimli faget. He holds like the other side of the sofik, it's a sofik, so he's mukzak, he'll be toifetz and he'll win. That's the Mechabit. Now, what I told you this diik raised our mind. We're showing you make this diik, the Mugyets, Mishlam Melech. And they mutchin, I have to say, they mutchin. They said that the Rambam, the Mechabit only taka meant, not to argue with the other Rishonim, of that the Rambam only meant that you'd be potter. Taka, the whole Shal Gemara is only potter on that chilek. But on the other chilek, Avad, even the Rambam would be moed Yechayev. And therefore they learn, and Mesa and Mishalim is going on, not on really both cases, it's a Lushan. Really, miyuchad more for the case of shutfin sheshalu, that this shutif who has the bailim working for him will be potter. But in the other case, a shomi be shutfin, that guy is going to be chayv on the other's half. All right, it's a shtickle doichik in the lashon, but you're going to have to be soivel the doichik because, like I said, the pashas at least our gifts in the gemara is mefush. Okay, our gifts is the whole shalu was only on one half; the other half yabada yechayv. Okay, here goes a major chiddush. V'im pasha ba. Now, I just said it's a shayla, a regular boy, the loyivshit in the Gemara, if there's going to be shayla bebailim. Comes along the Gemara and says, and comes along the Rambam and says, in Pashaba, when you have a suffix, which I just said, I'm waiting to make a veil of rai, I won't be chayiv, but in Pashaba, if I did a pshia, then it's worse. Why? Vesek nish. But if I did a pshi, it's worse. And yesh mechayivim v'yesh poichim. Actually, the girsa in the old Shulchan Aruch was yesh mechayiv loshen yachad, which is the Rambam, v'yesh poichim, which is everybody else. All the other Rishonim argue, whatever, the Torah already jumps on the Rambam, but the pashas from everyone is that avad going to be potter. But the Rambam held that you're going to be chayiv. And what's going on here? You have a neboi delo yevshito, which the Rambam himself said, a safik, a meitzmek of el araya. That's if it was nenas or gneva v'aveda. But if it was pshia, then the Rama holds, even by a Sufik Sheila Babailim, if you're a Pesheya, you're going to be Chayiv. What happened to the Klal of a Mitzvah Gavel of Araya? And to the answer to this is many Turutim given to this Kasha, and I'll share Belined with Oilem a few of them. And each one is like, you say you stick a, how do you see the whole thing? But
can you see the Rama holds of Pesheya is like a Mazik?
Correct. Excellent. So Rama holds Pesheya is like a Mazik. And Mechavim to Rav Magad. Rav Magad already tries to explain the Rambam. And he says, oh, because the Rambam Lishitosei, who all the Rishonim argue, we argue, la halacha, we don't pass it like this, but the Rama holds Pesheya is like a Mazik. That's what the Rav Magad says, and you can look it up. Look in Sivkot Yud Ches, Zog Tesma, Taimoy, Desfirulei, De Pesheya, Kim Mazik, Biyadayim, who, like what you said. If you can't prove that you have the p'tur of Shaila Babailim, then Lepacha Chayiv L'Shalom. If you don't have that, if Ein Raya Bru Davi P'shir Babailim, Lepacha Chayiv L'Shalom. If you don't have the Raya that you're potter, you're going to be Chayiv. You're guilty until proven innocent. If it's Gneva Vavei, the 19th, then you're innocent until proven guilty. And Lididan, that we hope she is not Kamazik, Vaita, you're innocent until proven guilty. But she is Kamazik, Biadayim, then you're guilty to proven innocent. What's going on? Right? Well, what does it make a difference? So you are Kamazik. Now what do you think? Meiluch Chachamot Akantam. So good. Rav Magid's terrors to this problem is that it's Kamazik. Okay. So Frekt Ava, they don't know what's going on. They're a Cheshuk and they're a Cheshay. A lot of really yes, yes. Soif, soif. It's a Sveika Didino, it's a Sofik in the Gemara, Boy the Leif Shito. And you're going to tell me, let me ask you, Shala. Every Mazik, Bechola Terikul, if a guy did a Mazik, Boy, and it's a Sofik Mazik, you can tell me it's Chayiv because he's a Mazik B'Yadayim, and until you can prove that he's part of his Chayiv, we don't say about it. The Klal of Mazik Rehel of Rai was said even by Mazik. So by making this guy a Pshi into a Mazik, what is it going to help you? Still, Saif Saif, it's a Sveika Didino, what's going on?
Well, I understand. Don't you say to the Ramam Holt, that
Pshia
is a Mazik and
it's Chayim
by Shaila
Babayim. No. Ramam holds Pshia is Kemazik, Lamosha, like Batur, by the Batur of Kakash, Taras Vavodim. The Ramam learned that the Batur is only for Gneva Vaveh, the 19th, but not for Pshia because Pshia is Kemazik. That's what the Ramam. But by Shaila Babayim, by the din of Bailam, the Ptur of Bailam, that's even for Pshia. So for Husha Gemara, the Marad Shaila, the Machlok is the Ravina of Ravacha, the Halacha Divrei HaMekel. Whenever you have a Machlok, the Ravina of Ravacha, Halacha Divrei HaMekel, that the Ptur of Shmira Bailam is even a Ptur for Pshia. No. The Shaila of the Gemara is... No, it's not for Mazik. We said that. It's not for Mazik. Not for Mazik. But Pshia, yes, and it's for Pshia. Now, we went through from day one, we had a whole Rechus Dixos in the Sivas, the first year, that's for sure. For Mazik, it's not a Ptur. But for Pshia, it is a Ptur. It's a Gemara. What should I do? It's a Gemara. The Gemara Shaila, the Chiyishal, the Vav, is a Pasha of Shmir Babaylon going a Ptur back on the two Pashas preceding it, even on Shemachinim. It's Makhlekes. So only go back, the Vav. Only goes back in the previous Pasha by Shem Masako, or goes back Lefnei de Lefnei, even in Pasha Shem Mechinam. Shailin the Gemara, Tu Amorim, Ravina Ravaka, Alokha, Devra Mekel, so Alokha is that he's Pata. Fusha Alokha, he's Pata. So if that's the case, what's going on here? What's going on? Who cares? She is Kamazik, a Sekha Dedina, Rabbanin Shalim, Sekha Dedina is also Pata, even here Mazik. $1 million Kasha. Anyone has a tarot, please let me know. But I'm saying this Kasha, Mamish, all the Chinam, I'm watching, what's going on? So first, let's go back to the Lashon, just to understand what the Rav Magid meant. The Rav Magid says, let's read it again. Isn't it? The Pesheya Kamazik B'Yadayim Hu, V'cho She'en Lo Nuraya Brura, Davi Pshia B'Bailon L'Potre, Chayiv L'Shalim. So what I believe he means to say is, it doesn't mean that's a regular Sveika Dedina. What he means to say is like this, that if you have a Vade Chiyuv with a Sofik Poita, unless Mandapolik you are Mazik, unless the Mandapolik a Mazik is Chayv, or Pshi is Kamazik, sorry, Pshi is Kamazik and a Mazik is Chayv. So Yezicha have a Siba why you should have to pay. And now you want to invoke a Ptur Shmira Babaylim, which is against, you know, Svara, but it's a p'tur that you have on your vade chiv. So you have a vade chiv with a suffix p'tur. So on there, that's what the Rav HaMagid meant. It means, numal, if you have a suffix, did I mazik you, and you can't prove it, avadam etzik me'alav araya. But here, where you know for sure I was mazik you, for sure I owe you the money, I should owe you the money. Now you have a suffix, maybe I can invoke a p'tur shmir ba'aylim. Well, until I can prove that I have this p'tur, I'm vade chayv. Ain't suffix ma'itzim de avad. I have a vade chiv with a suffix p'tur. Mamela, that's what the Rav HaMagid man. In Memela, that's why I'm going to be chayv. If that's a Pshana Rav HaMagid, so why do you need Pshia Kamazik? Even Pshia is not Kamazik. If I was Vade Pshia, let's say it's not Kamazik. I know for sure I owe money, I'm for sure chayv, and I have a Sofak Ptur Shmir Barailim, or even let's say Gneva Vaveda Noinza for that matter. I know for sure I should be chayv, and I want to invoke a Ptur of Shmir Barailim. Prove it that you have the Ptur. I see in front of my eyes, I see a Vade Chayv. So until you can prove that you're Pati, you should be chayv. So what's going on? Means what?
No, on that maybe consider terrorists. Because once you're going into Dini Shela to say that I'm chayv and Otsim, then you have to go with the whole Dini Shela, which means you're suffic if you're chayv.
So let me bring it out. I'll develop the Rabbi Chanan's word. Maybe that's what you mean to say. So on this, Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra, and then Baba Basra said, Tafresh Nuches, Tafresh Nuches, a couple of ice, very gishmak of art. Chiddish, Rabbi Gishmak of art, nevertheless. Says like this, he said, let's understand, let's dissect. What's going on here? Why are you chayf a pshia, geneva, veidin, ointin? He said, be'etzim, it's for different reasons. He said, pshia is kemazik means that you're chayf, is it just like if I broke it with my hands? Well, the act of being pshia is like I broke it with my hands. I'm responsible for what I did, or the lack thereof, because I didn't watch it, and I was supposed to watch it, and I blew it, so my lack of my shmira is as if I broke it with my hands. That's what it means, pshia kemazik. So the reason why the Rambam holds a pshia is chayf is not because he took on any liability, he guaranteed to watch, to pay if something goes, he warranted the item. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because, buddy, if you have a chiv shmira and you blow it, you broke it. That's what you just did. You have a chiv to watch and you didn't, so you broke my items, so you have to pay. Mashengen gneva v'aveda noinsin, Rabbi Chanan says, the reason why you're chayev when you don't watch something like gneva v'aveda noinsin is not because you did something wrong. It's not because, oh, I got you, you were a mazik to my item. No, it's the other way around. It's bad sin for ainsin. No one in the world saying that you did anything wrong by ainus gama. That's for sure. Let's take shayim. Ainus gama yechayev. How can you chayev ainus gama? You did nothing. Ainus rachman apache. How could you be chayev? It doesn't make any sense. So Rachana akocha works the other way around. Bad sin, you didn't do anything wrong, and you're taking that chayev for what you did because you didn't do anything. The reason why you're chayev is because you warranted the chayev. You guaranteed if you borrow kala no shelcha. That's how the Torah is chayv, that you have to warrant the item. You chayv einsin. You have kol anoshalai. If you would be the bailim, the chayvitz would blow up. What would be mazal chagaram? You lost your chayvitz. Well, if you borrow an item, kol anoshalcha, and it blows up, look, you're going to have to suffer the loss. Eat it. Because that's what you derive pleasure from the item. You have to take on liability. So he says it's chol. Gnevim v'aved, even gnevim v'aved, there's a shtickle of a pri involved. The lack of shmir, he says, no, it's not that. He said, the reason why you chayv is because of liability. You guaranteed your insurance company. If the reason... Majengen by Pshia is not because you're an insurance company. By Pshia is because you broke my item. You were supposed to watch it. You're a batlan. You promised me you're going to watch a chavis and you blew it. So the not watching is breaking my item. That's like a mazik. Melzak Rochonim like this. A chiddish. It is a chiddish, but that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say that Shmir Babailim, when the Torah says that there's a Ptur Shmir Babailim, we already discussed that doesn't mean that you're Oishema. Avadi is still a Shema. And Avadi you still have to watch it, you have to feed it, you got to do whatever you got to do, right? It's a p'tur that you don't have to pay. But Meir Zok Rabbi Chanan like this. The p'tur Shmir Bailam is your p'tur in a liability. That's where you're pata. The ma'ase is, you are still a shayma. No, you have a... Avo PK in the Chiddush Akra, that even by Shmir Babailam is part of a Pshia, means that even though Be'etzem you should be deemed as a Mazik, nevertheless, the Torah parted you from Tashlumim. So he sort of wants to have that in this one Gzer Zakosiv, stay two dinim. One din is that you're part of on the Tashlumim, you don't have to pay if you blew it, even though you broke my item, you were Pesheya, you broke my item, but you put on the Tashlumim. And then there's also inherent in this that Bechlal, you don't even have liability on my item. You took on liability, you guaranteed your insurance company my item. No, you're not an insurance company. Shmir Bebailim, you don't have it. And Bailey wants to say that Klapi the Chiv, Gneva, Vaveden, Einzin, you don't have a Chiv Bechlal. If you have a suffix, you might be Shmir Rav Eilam, so you might have not have the liability to begin with. You might have not guaranteed this item. So Maveli, you have a suffix, so a suffix might make a Vela Raya. And the other Rishonim hope she is also works like that, it's only because of your liability, and the Chanami would be the same thing. But the Rambam holds that she is kemazik as if you broke my item b'yadayim. And the reason why you chayiv is because you broke it, not because you took liability. So what's the p'tur? The p'tur must be a p'tur in tashlumim. Even though you have adi chayiv, but the tarafa became part of you. So he wants to say, there itak you have a cheskes chayiv. I zicha see that you broke my item. I see a cheskes chayiv in front of me. You zicha have a reason to pay for me. And now you just, your shayla is maybe the tarafa pikin has exes a cause to part you from tashlumim. Prove it. If you can't prove it, Suffolk mitz in Suffolk mitz mitzvah vade. I have a vade chiv with the Suffolk poitzer. But shenken greva vaveinu ointzen is not a vade chiv. The only reason why you chayiv to begin with is machmas yudine shmira of liability, and to the extent that the shmira babaylam, you don't have that liability to begin with. So you have a Suffolk. Am I liable for greva vaveinu ointzen? If you have a Suffolk, I'm mitzvah mekaver al avaraya. It's a blitz. There's a lot going on in this Rabbi Chanan. And first, how he touches it up and he divides it, and then he says in the Shmir Bam is two things. But that's how he wants to say that for Pshia ain't Safik Mitzvah Devadi, but for Gneva Aveda and Ainsim, which is Machmasi liability, and the Ptur Shmir Bam says I'm not even liable, so, or like you call it, that's Al Tuch Shmir, Medina Shmira, so Nana Chanami. So it's ain't Safik Mitzvah Devadi. Sorry, Nana Chanami, it's a Safik, Mitzvah Gavrela, Varaya. I don't know if I even own it. You have a suffix if I took on liability. So prove to me, Adrabah, you prove to me that I took on liability, and I'll pay you if you can't. So mitzvah gavrei, love a raya. A blitz of a Rabbi Chanan.
So Mavela, what's the rest of the other kashas? Why Pshia would be different?
Right, that's what Rabbi Chanan's doing. Rabbi Chanan is trying to answer why Pshia is different than Gneva Aveda 9. So that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to have that the Sibas Achiv of Pshia is different than the Sibas Achiv of Gneva Aveda 9.
The other question, that even if it's Al Pshia, why don't we still invoke those of advice with Echaberi?
And some say, he's coming to answer the chilek. Why by pshi yechayev and why by gneva avena? But if you hold that pshi is not kemazik, that means the other rishonim lididan the way we pass. And echanami, even pshi is only because of liability and I have a ptur and it would be a suffik if I'm even chayev and hametzim gavel avray and I'll be potter. And that's the second shita of yesh preichim. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns. The Aruch HaShulchan has another pshat here. Maybe I shouldn't go into it. He touches up the whole Rambam differently than anyone else. We'll leave it out, I guess. Maybe it's better off like that. But look at the Goyin. The Goyin has a different pshat. Erech Shai has epis, also another type of a spin on things. But the Goyin in Sif Katan Tez Vav says the following. V'yesh poichin de pshi bebailim potah. Yeah, canal, good. V'das haramim, the first sheet holds that yechayev, why yechayev? Hoyul v'hein shnei sveikus l'chiv. Because you have a svek sveiko l'chiv. What's a svek sveiko? First suffix is, b'chlal, do you have the p'tur of shmir b'baylam here? Because it writes at the shayla of shutfen shashol, maybe nikulu b'aylav v'inon, so that's one suffix. And vayseis, the goyin learned that when there's a machloikis in the Gemara, Ravacha v'Ravino, and halacha is k'divrei hamegel, it's not halacha k'divrei hamegel because that's the halacha. It's halacha k'divrei hamegel because it's a suffik. That's why. It's only a suffik. It's not halacha vada, it's a suffik. So Meili says you have one suffik, bechlal, if there's ever a ptur bailim by pshia. So we pass in Avada Mitzvah Gavrei. Good. But it's one suffix. And now you have another suffix here. By the Lifshetah, by these cases of Shufim, so you have a Svek Sveik Alechiv. Maybe there's no Ptur Shmir B'Bailim by Pshia. And Afilum Tim Tzolayim, yeah, maybe it doesn't pass over here by Shufim because you didn't get the whole Shufim. So you have a Svek Sveik Alechiv, Memela, that's why you're Chayiv. That's how the Goyin learns up. And continue the Goyin. I just want to theorize, I'll cut back to this. It's like the Goyin. The Loikim Magid Mishnah, Ve'aviyu Bera Goyla is Shin, Smas is the same word. That Kivinshu Kamazik, whatever, and that's the word, Vein Vechulu, Dim Kain, because if that would be the Pshat, that when you hope Shi Kamazik, all of a sudden, when you have a Suffolk, you should be Chayiv, Frek the Goyin, Dim Kain, Kop Shi Babalim Yechayiv. Again, Goyin Lashitosi, the Halak Makloik is Rav Acher Ravine is only a Suffolk. Halachik Divri Amekel. So the fact that we pass can always Pshi Babalim is Pato is only because of a Suffolk. Not because of a vada he potter. It's a suffix. A machlekes in the Gemara, a vakavina. So you can't be mechayiv money. So he says, if that would be the case, then the Rambam should be mechayiv every pshia babaylim. Because pshia is kemazik, and a mazik somehow by suffix is chayiv, because a chayiv ain't suffix ptur, meitzimidei vadechiv, whatever you want to learn. But that should work by every pshia babaylim. Why is the Rambam only say it over here by shotvim? Should say it all over. Akoch, you see that that's not pshat. The pshat is because you have a sfek, sfek, or lechiv. And says, Dr. Goin.
The what?
Even when you have a sfek sfek? No, here the sfek sfek, each suffix makes you chayif. First suffix, maybe you don't have a toshmir bebailam. Right? And I feel by pshia. Maybe pshia doesn't work by pshia. And I feel if pshia does work by pshia, but it doesn't work here by shotvim. So if two sfek is why it could be chayif. So if a sfek sfek, a lechiv, and that's why it should be chayif. Oh, excellent, very good. Excellent kasha. The $1 million kasha in the Goyin is that the boys can already discuss. It's a larucha, but pasha is the Goyin's going to have to go like that as well. That a vada, svek svek is not going to be moitzi mammon either. If a roiv can't be moitzi mammon, and okum mammonacha a roiv, so svek svek can't be better than a roiv. Pashtis. It's not better than a roiv. Mamela, if a roiv can't be moitzi mammon, svek svek is not going to be moitzi mammon either. So what does the Goyin want? What does the guy want? Sex again. Shkoyek. And okum mamanach aroyv. What's going on? Bomb. What's the guy want?
I think there's a difference between Sveik and the Dina and the roiv that you're talking about. The roiv that you're talking about is not. Like if you have a basin, you go bust a roiv.
Okay, that's a. Taistake is the kasha. Taistake is the kasha. Exactly what Taistake is. Is also not Poshet V'chaim. There's a lot of Torah on what Taistake means as a terrorist. But good. The mice is that's a kasha. So I soon. Right, correct. That's what he wants. That. So sex second halacha, what? And it would be better?
A roiv and halacha work.
I'm not so sure.
Roiv paiskim saskim one way.
Oh, that's what he wants to say, like a dying, the roiv paiskim. That's what he wants to say also, the roiv paiskim. Yeah, roiv paiskim is a toilet because the bezin, the meat takes on the roiv. You know, there's a lot of toilet. Kachukun has a pshat. You can look it up. It's in the tais, the top tais is Amid Beis, the first Amid Beis of the third parak in Bava Kama. Is that Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the top tais? I think it is. This toilet. It's not partial what it is. I don't know if you can buy so much because whatever Tari is going to, I'll learn the other Pshat. I'm saying, like,
why
didn't
the Sfek Sfek work the other way?
What's the Pshat? Maybe what? Maybe Shmir Rebailim does work by Pshia, yeah. And if it doesn't.
It's not even
Pshia. No, he's Zicha Pshia. The guy was Zicha Pshia. The Shail.
We're going to go with the other place.
What other place? I have a Suffolk, Shmir Rebailim works by Pshia. And then I have another Suffolk. Maybe Bechal does not consider Shmir Rebailim at all because I don't have the whole Bailim. I only have half the Bailim. So it's two reasons why I should be chayiv, not two reasons why I should be potter. Even if you hold that I'll work it the other way, it's a sfek mesabek. Even if you hold that I have the whole bailam, maybe bailam doesn't work by pshia. Either way, I can be chayiv. For either sofik, I have right in odds. There are 75%. I will be chayiv because I have a 50-50 on this and a 50-50 on that. So the 75. If I had a gamble here, 75% of the time you can be chayiv. Right? The odds. Three is stacked against you. It's two svekas against you. What's going on? So I saw the Erech Shai teaches up and he wants to plug this into the Goyin. It's a Goyin, the Shtekel HaMasa. And he says that's what the Goyin means. He learns like this, that there's another Shaila amongst the Paiskim. How do you view every Shema? When the Shema takes on an item, do we view that the Shema is really nothing started yet? Avadi has a Chiv Shmira. But Betim, he doesn't have any his Chaivis to you yet. Just if he blows it, if it blows up, anything happens to it later, that's when his chayiv kicks in. And if you have a shayla, if he's chayiv, so it's any day in this chayiv, you don't even know if he's chayiv in the first place. Or do we say, it's tumum, it's shachs, there's a lot of raid on this. Or do we say, no, the second Rambam holds that, some learn in the Rambam, that the second I take the item from you, I'm already chayiv, are you back an item? If I give it back to you, then I'm pot, I paid you back. So if something blows up, I already the haskalas achiv kicked in the second I took it from you. I'm already any day on praticha the second I took the item from you, even before it blew up. So Mameli wants to tie up that when I took the item, I'm already chayv. Nothing happened. I'm already chayv. You were back an item. Now you have a shiloh. I'm going to be potter or not, and I have a svek sveka lechiv. So he says it's not a svek sveka stam lechiv. There's a svek sveka in peroin. It's any day on praticha, and I have a svek sveka that I didn't pay you back, and if I should stay with my old chiv, I took the item from you, I'm chayiv. And now you want to say, oh, I paid you back because I had an oinis that I'm not chayiv for. Well, no, it's a sex seika that you are chai for the Zionist because you don't have the whole bailim and it doesn't work for this priya, whatever, or Shmiban doesn't work for priya, and you don't know, you can't certify that you paid up your chayiv, so it's any day in pratichas, you have a sex seika in Piroin, and that's worse. What does it mean it's worse? Because we once discussed, and when we were doing, many, many years ago, when we were doing Reish Lam Abez, and Mek Toys, the end of Reish Lam Abez, we're talking about Enochim, Mamam Nakaroiv, over there, Taka, we discussed that it could be that Enochim Makarov is only when you're in a damnus chayavti. But let's say I borrowed money from you, I zicha owe you money, and I don't know if I paid you back. And there's a roiv to say I didn't pay you back. There we will be hokum b'mamanacha roiv. Because I'm not going against a cheskes, I'm not going against a muchzik. Normal Enochim Makarov is because I have a cheskes moment, and you have a roiv. So my cheskes moment is as equal as your roiv, or stronger than your roiv, makhlek as your shayna. But I balance your roiv, and memeil, I neutralize your roiv, and you can't be mighty moment. But if I don't have a cheskes moment, because I zicha owe you the money yesterday, and I have a shaila if I paid you back, so now I have a cheskes chiv, so now a roiv could be moitzi. We went from a daik, there's a ra and the shita mugwetzes on daf memvav and bava kama like that, there's a raid on it. So Mela, that's what time is Dr. Erich Shai. This is not a svek sveiko in chiv, there's a svek sveiko in piroin. A svek sveiko in piroin, tak a svek sveiko could be moitzi moment.
There's no suffix piroin. No problem, piroin.
I took the item, I owe you, right? No. I still, even be well to tell my, I have to give you back the item, I have to return it.
To return it.
So I have a cheskes, chiv, I got to return you an item. Now, when it blows up with bailim, I'm going to have a ptur. So then I paid you back, so to speak. How did I return it to you? I returned it to you by having a pshia blowing it up with bailim. But if I don't know I have the bailim, and I don't know if the bailim works on pshia, so it's have a svek seiko, but I need the svek seiko. If I only have one suffix, any name pratika, one suffix, still mitzvah gerfa lo raya. Because if chacham tofis, how do you know you're right? Maybe I'm right. So laissez faire, keep the money wherever it is. It's not the darg of cheskes mamon. The place can call it different lashonis. Some places call it a lashon tofes. If I don't have a cheskes mamon, I'm still tofes, right? Any day in praticha, if I don't know if I paid you back and you don't know if I paid you back, it's a 50-50 if I paid you back or not. I'm going to be potter. I don't have to pay just because yes, I had a chiv. But if it's a bari v'shem in day in praticha, then I'll be chai. There are different halakas. But that's what the Erich Shai wants to plug into this goin. That blibes any esfek sveikum peroin and memel I'll be chai. Okay. Now, on the next part of the Goyin, that the Goyin learned that when there's a machloikas or Rav Akiva or Ravina, Alocha Kedivrei Ameko means mitzad asofik, that all the paiskim jump on the Goyin. They jump. If that would be the case, then the Rambam should bring down the halacha of Pshia Bebailim. Even when it's Pshia Bebailim, we say the Yepot, Rambam should say it's a sofik, Rambam should say if your taif is your metim amenu, he should put it together with the whole list of many sveikas in the Semin, that the Rambam has a list. That halacha, that Shmir Bebailim works on Pshia, if it's only mitam sofik, the Rambam should add it to the list. Now, if I say to the Rambam, Shmir Bebailim is part is a given, it's a fact, it's not a sofik, and everything else is a sofik, it's mashu not like the Goyin. They all say for different reasons. Aruch HaShulchan says the reason is kilu like he's nachas that avada maybe kolat terikulo when you have a makleik as a ravach ravina maybe it's takam in asofik. But here, since the whole makleik is whether you darshan lefnei or lefnei de lefnei, he brings rise from many many rambams that we passing always darshan lefnei lefnei. So mabel over here is zikul gonna darshan lefnei lefnei that the p'tush mirbam goes back on the two parshas before by shemachina. Mabel it is avada not asofik. But other achrayim like Rabbi Chanan and others say they're achshay. They say no. That the halacha kedivra meikos bedin vaday, not like the goyin. It's not a suffix, and mamela the goyin's terence doesn't work. And forget the Rava Magid is good, right? What was the goyin's kashin Rava Magid? If that was the case, and every shmir babayim, every pshir babayim, he should be chayiv because pshay is kemazik. No, it's not true because not a suffix. It's a vaday. Pshir babayim is pata. But you say in that goyin state, you're gonna every time you get in yeshiva, there's a grade on this. Whether it's mitam suffix, mitam, this is the goyin. Whenever you hear the famous, this is it. This is the Goyin who holds the halacha kedivrei meikos is only mitam sofik, not mitam vadi. All right. Geshmaka piece. But la halacha, look at the shak, sifkotin tes, v'yesh poitrim, v'chein eka. The shak paskins, like the sheet of v'yesh poitrim, v'kalel simus hamakvav, v'reisim ishamala, because even if the whole Rambam is geboit on the fact, and alone, they say, like the Rav Magid, the whole Ram is gaboyt in the fact that Pshia Gamazik, the Ramam Lishitase, and not we, Lididan, don't pass him like that. We argue with the Ramam by Avodim Sharzakakois and all the places. We argue with the Ramam. We hope Pshia is not Gamazik, so it's Midin Vade. So if we argue all over there, and I'm going to argue here too, the Ravad, you're going to be Potter. Like I said, and in the old Shulchan Aruch,
Tvisa won't help.
No, Tvisa could help because it's a Safik. So it's like Goruf from the regular Sofik, Tvisa helps even for Gneva and Vaveda and because we have a suffix if shmiru b'baylim, if shutfim is considered a full shmiru b'baylim and not. So that suffix tfisa will work for, or at least like to mechabe shita. But lagabi, this din that pshia is worse, that we passing like the second shita. I told you before that the old Shulchan Aruch, I looked it up, in the first printed Shulchan Aruch, it's Yesh Mechayiv B'loshen Yochid, the Tzedek U'Mishpat over here says that the reason why the mechabe says Yesh Mechayiv V'Yesh Poitrim is to tell you that the halacha is like the poitrim. Because it's a das yochid who's mechayiv. He brought down the Rambam because he always leans towards the Rambam, especially in Choshen Mishpat. He says it many times in the Beis Yosef that we always go bust to the Rambam. But so he brings down the Rambam Shida, but only b'losh and yochid to tell you it's a das yochid. We don't follow it, but the halacha yesh poitrim. So halacha avad, the guy is going to have a suffix like by pshia, like just like the neva aved in 19.
Don't you know that from the fact that he put yesh poitrim at the end?
Well, not if you do yesh v'yesh. If the mechaba does yesh v'yesh and it's a shayla how he paskin. It's not so pashut. But at least if he says a Lashon Yochid, the first one you see is really passing like the second sheet of the Lashon Ramim. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Sif Yud Beis. Another Geshmak Sif. Malami Tinoikis, if someone is a Rebbe, now this Rebbe means he was hired by the city. He's a Rebbe of the city. You send your kid, you don't send your kid, you know, like a public school type of a setting. This is the chayd of the city, hired by the city, like in the olden days, that's how it was. The city had taxes, and they had a higher rav, and the sheikhit, and a saifa, and just like we have, lahavdil today, we have township committees, and we have surveyors, and engineers, and what is it called, the attorney for the prosecutor, it's called the public, no, the for the town, that they do. There's always like a prosecutor that's hired, the district attorney that's hired, that he has to represent if his clone can't afford it, whatever it is, he has to be paid, hired. The judges, right? The judges, you don't pay for the judge, a public defender, whatever it is. Yeah, you have different things. We still have the concept, maybe not in a Yiddish type of a setting, but in a collective setting, there is such a concept that there are public workers, sanitation department, there are a lot of things that we have that are mishubit for everyone. They have to do work for everyone. So those cases were malami tinoikis v'natel of Nehem Medina. They had people going around gardeners, machaya on the city. V'amakiz lemdam, they had doctors, blood letters. V'asoifah shalahem, which the Rishonim, the Rishonim here, he said means soifah shtaris. They had lawyers hired by the town. Anytime you needed a shtar, no problem. Call up the lawyer. Legal advice is free. Social medicine is social law, social everything. Kol elu chiyetzem them. All these type of workers. The day that he's working for you, if he lends or rents out an item to one of these people that he's working for, it's going to be potter because, like we said, that shmir bebailim works even for pshia. Aval who? But if one of these public servants, Sheshal or Sachem Mehem, borrowed from one of the townspeople, Chayiv, Sheinim Shulam Loi, because the townspeople are not hired out to them, so they're not going to have the Ptur Shmir Mam, but we'll have the Ptur Shmir Babalim. It's a great, great thing. Just borrow anything you want from these public people, these servants of the town, and you'll be potter. That's the first shita. The Eshoimrim, the second shita, Shebizman Haroyla Malacha, if it's a time that's fitting for work, even if they have not yet started to work, or right now they're twiddling their thumbs, because no one right now needs the public defender. No one needs their garbage picked up. So they're keeping their feet on the desk. They're doing nothing. But the second they get a phone call, they're going to come. The fire department, the police department. They're doing the schmoozing, they're smoking, they're doing Allah Gvaldika Zachen. But the second is a call, then they'll consider coming to the scene of the crime. First they'll finish the cigarette, but then they'll come. Right? So these people, because they're not mechuyiv, they're not allowed. Sorry, they're not allowed to exempt themselves, to excuse themselves from that malacha. If I call them, they got to stop what they're doing and come and respond to my call. That means they're 24/7. They're on call. You have somebody on call. It's like as if they're shayla. Even if you have to taka pay them every time they do the service, but be'etzim they're on call. You have these things that they have a contract that they got to do my law. They got to plow my thing. We got to have it. I grew up in the east side, so they have these. In the apartment buildings, they had these maintenance, the supers, the maintenance department. So depending what, they had to, over time it evolved more and more charges. But it used to be everything was free. Yeah, you had anything broken, they came to your house and they fixed it. After a while, they started, they got to come, but every time that you have a service, you have to pay a nominal fee, $50, whatever it is, you got to pay for the call. I guess people are taking advantage. So be'etzim, they're still meshubit to come to you, not because of your money, they're meshubit to come because that's the contract that you have with them. The whole building hired this guy out that he has to fix anything whenever there's a problem. So since he got to do that, even though you have to, I feel him turk lasis a scarf every time you call him. So memeli you're gonna have the p'tur of shmir b'baylim because he's on call 24/7, an in-house lawyer, an in-house accountant. So if he doesn't have any work to do, he does nothing. He surfs the internet. But if you need him to do something, then yeah, he's on. He got to do it. An in-house graphic designer, you got to do it. If I need right now something, they got to do it. So since they're on call, they're constantly on call. So memeli it's gonna be a constant shmir b'baylim. Just like midi davar shutvim shesachrus, just like if you have partners or hire a worker for the whole month or for the whole year to do whenever they need jobs done, the b'chol shav yishela b'baylam l'chalechem. Whenever they need it, that's when it's going to be yishela b'baylam. So the second shita says that as long as he's on call, b'shman shir haroyilu malacha, at least it's a time that's befitting for work. So Miri says that the fuki at night, or fuki lunch hour, where he has to eat, so he doesn't have to take your call. But whenever he has to take your call, even if he's doing nothing, he's meshubit, he got to come, so mamela is going to be a p'tur, shmir b'baylam. He's meshubit to me, it's like he's working for me. The first shita holds not like that. The first shita says, yoyim shu yoyishib b'ilasis b'milachtay. Now, it's not clear 100% in the Mechaba. The first sheet is the Rambam. What Nekuda is the Rambam arguing with the second sheet? And I'll explain. It's really Machloik is showing him how to touch up the Rambam. The Ramach in the sheet of Mekabetes touches up the Rambam that the Rambam goes to the extreme that it has to be, the Ptur is not going to be for anyone in the city. The Ptur is only, the first sheet holds that I'm only Pato. If Grada right now he's servicing me, if I have a guy who's sanitation department, right, and I borrow something from him, so by me I have collection Monday morning, so pickup is Monday morning. If Monday morning I borrow something from him, that's my day, my time, then in a chanami, at that point I'm going to have the p'tur of shmir b'baylam. But if I borrow from him Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning he has garbage pickup on the other side of town, but not for me, then I'm not going to have the p'tur of shmir b'baylam, because now, even though he's working collectively for the city, but Tuesday morning is not working for me, Tuesday morning is working for somebody else. So I'm not going to have to p'tur shmir b'baylam. It's only going to be p'tur for mamish, the person who he happens to be servicing at that moment of the haskalah sashmir. That's how the Ramach learns up the Rambam, which is not like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim don't say he has to be working for me. I forget, even if the guy just on call is enough. The second, and if you hold like this sheet of the Ramach, just to be masbi a little more, it's Yitachin at least, that the guy who's going to be Pata on the day that he's supposed to be working for me, even if he's not yet working. It means if Monday morning is my pickup, is the day that he's supposed to pick up for me, then in the chanami, as long as I borrow something from him any time Monday morning, I'm going to have the p'tur of shmir b'baylam, because today's my day. Today, he has to service my sanitation needs. So today is my, just like the second sheet of hose, that he's on call whenever I want him. Well, I can't ask him to come Tuesday to pick up my garbage, but Monday I could. So Monday, he's on call for me to pick up my garbage. So at Monday morning, the whole day Monday, whatever he has to come Monday, if Monday's my day, he's on call for me. Monday, I'm going to have the p'tur, even if he didn't start working for me.
You said borrowed on Monday. It doesn't make a difference when you borrowed it.
Haskalah Sashmir. By Shmir B'Baylam, it always starts by the Haskalah Sashmir. It's irrelevant when it blows up. It always starts at when the Shmir kicks in, the Haskalah Sashmir. If you have Baylam then you have Torah Shmir B'Baylam. If not, not. So, and the Mishnah Melech, one second, the Mishnah Melech makes this diik, because the Lashon is, Yoyim Shehu Yoyishiv Baylasas Bamlanta. What's the Yoyim? So Mishum Melech means, even if it's not the exact shah that he's working for me, as long as it's my day that he got to work for me, that's already enough, I'm going to have the p'tur. That's this shita in the Rambam.
Why is that different than the on-call of the second shita? Bishlam, you can say, if I took it when he came to my house to pick up the garbage, he lent me something. So now he's the etzim working for me. That's the shmir b'baylam. Why, if it's during that day because he's on call,
He's on call. He's mature to me. Whenever I want to call him, he has to pick up my garbage. He's on call. Second sheet also holds like that. Correct. His second sheet also holds like that. But what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina second sheet holds that you're going to have the tour every day of the week, even if it's not my day. Because he's meshubit to the city, on call for the city, I got a call. Mashayin came, the first sheet tells, no, only if he's working for me, Lemaisi is working for me, or at least today is meyuchadik, my day that he's on call for me. But if it's not meyuchad to me, if it will be, let's a type of a person, not like sanitation, but it will be a public defender, he's on call 24-7, 7 days a week, rather than that, but 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, he's on call for whoever calls him, so the first sheet is going to hold. Look, right, if he's not working for me right now, I'm not going to have the p'tor. If he's working for me, I'll have the p'tor. The second sheet holds, no, as long as
a public voice,
a collective on-call is also good enough. That's the second sheet. The first sheet, for anyone in the city, there's a whole city out there, anyone could call him. Is that miyuchad to me? That's also good.
The p'tor should be a little different. It shouldn't mean that it has to be a day.
No, the ik and the kud, no, the ik and the kud is, correct. The first sheet like this prat holds, I have to mamish be doing work for me. If I'm a yuchud, this is my day, that's also good enough, because it's also like I'm mamish doing work for me. But just to say that I'm doing work for everybody, that's not enough. It has to be mamish for me. And the second sheet holds, no, as long as it's for everybody, it's also good enough. There's a different pshat in the Rambam. The Rivash learns the pshat in the Rambam differently. I should really say that. Let me first get the Me'iri. The Me'iri learns a different pshat in the Rambam. The Me'iri learns that you don't have to be doing work dafka for me. That's not the nekuda. You don't have to be doing work. He leaves out chelek. You could even touch the Rambam like that. That which Rambam says in Mishul Ohiskel Echad Me'elu Shoesik B'Malachdom Loit the Ramacha means to that one who I'm actually servicing now. The Me'iri says no. As long as it's Le'echad Me'elu from the whole township Shoesik B'Malachdom, as long as it's one of those people that I'm meshubet to do work, that's enough. But what is the vart? The Me'iri learns that the vart is that the Rambam holds that you have to be mamish doing work. Being on call is not enough. You have to physically be working for the guy. You're Ovid right now, then you're going to have the p'tor. If you're not Mamish Ovid right now, that's not going to have the p'tor. What does he do to Mishal Dog's Dika? We'll get out of it. But you got to be working. Means, does the Rambam, what's the Nekuda of the Rambam? Is the Nekuda of the Rambam that has to be Miyuchad to me? That's the vote of the Rambam, but not the collective. Or the Miri says, no, he has to be Mamish Oisik B'mlok. Taka doesn't have to be for me, maybe. But he got to be working. Stam on call is not good enough.
We said by wife.
Oh, 100%. That's going to be Shalom. We had it by wife. I'm going to see him Yetzachem by the next if by a Rebbe and by Shutfim. There are many Mirais that on call is good enough. And we have to address this. The Rivosh puts both into Rambam. He holds that the Rambam need both things. A, you got to be mamish working. On call is not good enough, and it has to be mamish for you. Just if I'm working for someone else in the city, not for you, it's not good enough. I got to be mamish working for you, and then I'll have the p'tor. And the Ravosh puts both of them together. And the Shail is the Nesivus yesterday on the Rambam, the Shita was going on. We find many places that on call is good enough. Okay, but let me hold on. I'll get back. Lina to the Nesivus later on.
Working for you and on call. How far does that go? In other words,
working for me is he's actually screwing the doorknob, fixing my oven. He's actually picking the garbage out of my thing.
So the garbage man is down the block.
He's not for me. Right. When he's actually lifting it onto the truck, those 20 seconds, he's on call for me. Maybe you could even find out that when he's driving from my neighbor to me, those 3 seconds that it takes him to get from house out, this last leg of his journey is for me. So maybe that's also for me, those last few seconds. Plus when he's lifting it. Anything else, it's not for me. It's finished. I don't have to put it from
your bound. Once he has the garbage, he has to cart it off.
Oh, then he has to cart it off. I hear. So that also serves me till he gets to the end of the line. That's for me? Or he doesn't want to... I don't mind. Let him keep the garbage in his truck.
You don't care, but he is taking your...
I hear the time. Maybe you're right. In the fam. Fine, till the end of the line. Okay, fine.
The truck breaks down, the garbage is not lying.
Okay, so now... No, but he wants to say, but I... The city wants the garbage not to be sitting in the middle of Fifth Avenue. They want...
My
me too. Me too. Property. Okay, it's not miyuchad to me.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Let's move.
The truck will blow up.
Fine. Now let's understand the Ramah. In the Ramah itself, there are many understandings to the Ramah. The Ramah says like this: as long as you're on call, That's a very pshat b'ran. Because whenever I need you, I call you. You gotta come right away. You gotta come. You gotta do it. And the Ramah, and sorry, not the Ramah, the second sheet. And the second sheet, it says what? Just like shutfim shesachrus chechaydish also has the same din. What's that case? So the Sma says, if you look in Sivkot and Yates, Pirish, what does that mean? Shutfim shesachru. Midi davish naim shesachru b'shutfis chil chaydish sheyesachru lemelechesh nein lasos lekolak melechas atzam beizah shetorak loy. It means that we jointly hire somebody. The shutfim dekama, we're really not shutfim, we're only shutfim in this venture of hiring you. That's what it means. We hired somebody together. That's what it means, shutfim tzatzakro. But you can't say it means that we're really legitimate shutfim in our business. So it wouldn't be a good tushdel. See, Zmatchik the Loshin, the end of Shutfim, it means we're Shutfim in this venture of hiring you. We don't even know each other. But Lugabi hiring, I can't afford an in-house lawyer myself, you can afford, but together we could, we have enough business together, so we hire a lawyer that this lawyer has to do service both of us. That's how the Sma learns. So Ma'is is it's a Ridva, says Mufuj, for care from the Sma, in this sheet, it's a Raivit, touches up the Raivit, that the Shutfim was the case, that we already Shutfim somewhere else, and that's the Halak. And I'll explain to you, you'll see that there's a whole different meaning here, but let's take apart the second sheet, let's understand this. Second sheet is, whenever you're on call, it's a very shmir baban. Why? Because if I call you, you got to come to me. Just like you said, like by an isha and by a malamid, very nice. So let me ask you a shayla. Bishlam, the guy's doing nothing. He's twiddling his thumbs. Whenever I call him, got to come. Very nice. But what happens if you already called him? Right now he's fixing your oven. And I call him. Says, yeah, I'll be over by you in an hour. I'm fixing someone else. And right now I borrow something from him. I'm not going to have the p'tur shmir babaylam. Because he's meshubit to do malakah to me whenever I want. Right now he can't do malakah for me. He's busy somewhere else. Most of the time the guy is busy. So most of the time he's somewhere else. I'm next. I'm the third on the line. I'm fourth on the line. I'm getting to you. Maybe tomorrow. You're going to have the p'tur shmir b'aylam. The pashas of the lashin from everyone, the early shenim sounds like, yeah, I'm going to have the p'tur shmir b'aylam. The gemara, I'll have the b'din of the tayo as long as it's during working hours. I'm going to have the p'tur shmir b'aylam. How does it work then, the p'tur shmir b'aylam, if he's working for somebody else, not working for me? He can't even work for me if he wanted to. He's meshubit somewhere else. What's going on? In b'daychik, you're going to have to say that hayyos, fundamentally, he's meshubit to do malacha for me right now. Just he can't because he's tired somewhere else. But I'm next on the line. But Batam, if he wouldn't be tired, he has to work for me right now. So there's a fundamental yisoid that he has to be working for me right now that's already enough to make shmir b'aylam. It's a double muzad, it's a double chodesh. What's going on here? What's going on? So if you look in the Rishonim, they don't have a machloikis, how to tie up the Raivit, this Shita. It's the first Shita, the Rambam, it's machloikis, how to tie up the Rambam. It's the second Shita, the Raivit, it's machloikis, how to tie up the Raivit. And I think that this machloikis, how to tie up the Raivit, is so yisaydik, it's a yisaydik for the gan shmir b'aylam. Now explain. This kasha, what's going to happen if you're working for someone else? How am I going to have a tush shmir b'aylam? Already the Rishonim asked. Well, the Mavli b'teich l'shainim. And the Ramach says, tries like this. Because when you're working for somebody else right now, I want you to work for someone else right now. You know why? Because if you finish there, you're going to come to me. So I want you. Go. Finish the job there. The sooner you finish, the better. Because I'm next. I'm the third online. So finish all your jobs. So even when you're working for someone else, I want you to be working for someone else. I hired you. We hired you collectively. How are you being bol of imoy b'malachtoy? How are you working for me and my malacha? Well, right now, when you're fixing my neighbor's appliance, you're collecting his garbage, you're working for me right now because I want you to finish his garbage. I want you to finish doing what you're doing over there, because as soon as you finish there, then you're going to come to me. So it's like mishtashila, he says. I have an indirect ana, but you working there because you really, because I know I'm going to get you.
You'd rather him stop and come to you.
Yeah, but we have an internal agreement, first come, first serve. But I'd rather you finish there, because if you're not going to finish there, then you're not going to get to me till the next day, because I'm the second on the fourth on line, whatever it is. So I want you, keep on working, just keep on working over there, because the sooner you finish there, the sooner you're going to be free to work for me. That's what the Ramach says. However, the Ritva and the Nemuki Yosef take it on to a whole new meaning. And they say that when you collectively hire somebody, the fact that he's working over there is also Shmir B'Bailam. It's also Balavim Mai B'Malachtai. Where's my Malacha? There! I hired you to work for my friend. If we collectively hire you, to service anyone in the community. So as long as you're servicing anyone in the community, you're doing my job. Okay, it's not my job. You're doing our job. We hired you to work for us. As long as you're doing our job, you're imi b'malachti. You're maybe with 100 people b'malacha, because it was a collective shutvis. And he says, that's what the Ravid man, midi da'ave shut from shesakru. If you have a partnership, we are partners, and one guy hires, because right now you are working for the partnership. So even if you're working for my partner right now, it doesn't make a difference. You're working for me too. We hired you. I want you to work for my partner. That's what I hired you to do. I hired you to work for the whole city. So when you're collecting garbage on the other side of town, you're doing it because I hired you. If that's the case, so that's say Shmir Babaylam. Child of how vai to go. What I want to bring out here, it's a very fundamental. We once cled, we were mavliya. We had a shayla before, had a tight shop shach and a sma, but we had a shayla when it says Baal of ima b'malachtei, what malacha that has to be? So we brought down a stipple, it has a mamish, you have to own it. And we said, no, that's not pshat. But we had a chakira, is malachtei means because I did it on your saying, on your behest, because you hired me, you asked me to do it? Or malachtei means I'm doing it for your te'elis? And if you look in the Achrayim and Tshuvas and Paiskim, you'll see different Lashonis. Does it have to be my Hana, my Te'elis? My Malach means the Te'elis of that Malacha? Or it's enough the mere fact that I hired to do it, you're doing it for me, that's enough. Lamasha, we had a case before that you went to check out the behemoth, you let me your behemoth, and then while I was loading the behemoth, you helped me load the behemoth, so I shouldn't kill your animal loading it. So it says that if you did it by yourself, voluntarily, you weren't doing it for me, you're doing it to save your animal, to protect your animal. And we declared, what would be if I actually asked you to help me load the animal? But your kavona may be still to protect the animal. So we had a shayla. There, you're doing it for your own talis, but you're doing it because I asked you to. It's on my behest. What would be if I ask you, Stam, I hired you to work for someone else. I'm a good Samaritan. I know my friend needs something. I want to do mataiva, a present, whatever it is. So I hire a worker to work in his house, whatever it is. And now I borrow something from you. I'm going to have a p'tur bal avimo. You're not working for me. I have no tellus out of it. You're helping my friend. Maybe Tevis Hanob, but I have no tellus out of it. So, will I have the Ptur Bala Vimay? Because I, Lemais, was the one who hired you? Or no? Because I don't have Hanob, so I'm not going to have Ptur Bala Vimay. I think that's the Machlekes Yishonim. The Ramach says, I have to have tellus. When you're working for someone else, I must have tellus. So he has a indirect tellus, Mishtashile. I want you to rework there, and I'm having tellus for you working there, because as soon as you finish there, then you're going to come to me. So I hired you to work there, but that wouldn't be enough. I also have to have a know that you're working there. I have a know that you're working there, because as soon as you finish there, then you're going to come to me. But Stam, if I hire you to work somewhere else and I don't have a know, I'm not going to have a Turbo of Imai. Pashenke, the Ritvan, the Mukioiz, and Helzano, I've had enough of the Turbo of Imai nevertheless. Because if I hired you, and you're doing it because of my say-so, because I asked you to, that's balavima, even if I don't have any under. The fact that the whole city collectively hired you, and I want you to collect everyone's garbage in the city, even though Bem is, I really don't care if your garbage is collected, I only care about my garbage, but when you're collecting, when the garbage collector is collecting anyone else in the city's garbage, why is he doing? Because I hired him. So I'm going to have a p'tur balavima. It's a very sadistic machlekes. I think that's this machlekes here. Kitsa, you have two shittas here. You have the first shita is the Rambam, who needs, you have to be working, maybe holds even on call is not good enough. And the second shita, now as long as you're on call, and even if you're working someone else, either that's as if you're already working for me, or at least it's like you're working for me because I have anor from it, and that's why you're working for me. That's going to be the two shittas. Now the first shita, like I said, the Rambam holds, you have to be mamish working like some shatim, and has to be mamish, not even on call is good enough. What's going on? Like you asked, we know that on call works everywhere else. Why shouldn't on call work here? So Nesivis asked Tekasha. Nesivis Sifkot and Gimel asked Tekasha. He said, just like we find in Baal B'nixei Ishtoi, in Beshutvim, in Tziv Zayin, and he could have, for that matter, he could have quoted us if you give him a Rebbe. We see it all over. And he says, L'chei Nira, no. The Dafka Hacha, and Sivkan Gimel, a couple lines in, the Dafka Hacha B'shasa, Sfir Leil Rambam, the Boy Oisik B'malach, the Dafka. The Boy Oisik B'malach Es Acher, Sfir Leil Rambam, the Lavi Shele B'Bailam. The Rambam over here needs, you have to be working for me, and working for someone else is not good enough. You know why? But Tam lezeh, da b'shutvin amrinim b'reira, she b'shoy she'ashutv ezeh tzorek lezeh, havi kesholoy legamri, k'mavu b'ram b'nin d'arim. U'mamei lehoka, k'sha'acha tzorek l'shtalim, havi kesacholoy kulo lezman ahu, v'lavi she'lo b'zman ahu l'acher. When shutvim hires somebody out, the Rambam held, like the Ran in the d'arim, There's not pshat that Beitzim he's meshubit to both of us, and he's working for both of us the whole time. Just sometimes he does my malacha, sometimes he does your malacha. The Rambam learned yesh breira. So if Monday morning he's working for me, came out when I hired him today, is it right that I hired him for Monday morning? And Monday in the afternoon he was working for my shotif, it's in this barrel I'm afraid that when we hide this guy, we hired him lechatchila that Monday afternoon he should work for you. And so on for the entire year. Whenever he's working for you, it's mafreya that he's hired only for me for this time. And whenever he's working for you, it's mafreya that he's hired only for you for this time. It's yesh breira. Mamela, so the Rambam, if he's not doing work for you, he's doing work for someone else, so he's not your balavimai. But if he's doing work for you, then you'll have balavimai. That means the Rambam maybe would be mighty in theory that ima b'malachta doesn't, you don't have to have toelis, and he understands that I can hire you for someone else and that would be enough. But I didn't even hire you to work for my partner. That during that hour, my partner's hiring you. I would collectively, jointly, being mishtatif to hire you. Yeah, so you break it down. It came out in my friend that all the Monday mornings and wherever you work for me, that's my chelek of parayim. And all the times that he worked for you, that was your chelek of parayim. And Mela, when he's working for you, he's not working for me b'chas. He doesn't have tur balavimai. I, what's mashman the Ram, like some type of the Ram and holds that even on call is not good enough. So he says the same reason. Even if neither is calling him, neither needs him right now, and he's just on call. Then he has to be working mamish for me. It's the same shita. Since the Rama holds Yesh Breira, and when he's working for you, he's for you, and he's working for me, he's for me. If he's not working at all, I can't invoke here the tour. Oh, whenever you're on call, whenever you come. Bishlam, a husband, his wife's on call for him. No one else. Or the vice versa, the husband's on call for the wife, some shatim, whatever it is. Or by Rebbe's on call to the Tamidim, or the case of Shutfif, you're on call for me, I'm on call for you. But over here, when Shutfif hire a worker, if he's doing nothing, I can't say he's on call for me. Any time if I would call first, he'd have to come to him. If my shutif gets there first and ask him to do something for him, he's going to have to go to my shutif, and it'll be in this barrel of my freya that he was only my shutif's worker for this time. Because yesh breira, not my worker. So Mameli says, even on call would not be good enough in the Rambam. Because if vivat yod yesh breira, that he might be working for someone else, you're not going to have the p'tur here of yesh breira. You're not going to have the p'tur here of shmir rabbal, because if you say yesh breira, that at this time he was talking working for someone else. Even if no one calls him, but if he's doing nothing, I can't say, well, since he's on call, if I would call him, he's working for me. No, I don't have that p'tur, because if my friend would call him, he'd be working for my friend. So Mevela says, yesh breira. No one called him, and he's getting paid for this time too. So I don't know, see if he learns, I don't know, he's not getting paid at all? I don't know. I mean, if he's getting paid for both, that's a vaiti, he should have the p'tur, like the Ritvan Mokiyah. I don't know, unless he's talking about Ritvan Mokiyah, but he learns that. It's a special thing because it's just from this yesh breira. And that's why. But without that, maybe he would be moida. I don't know. But those are the 2 days like I said, you have in-house attorneys, in-house accountants, graphic designers. You have a lot of things. Live-ins. You have a live-in. She's on call whenever you want. I mean, within reason. She's on call. So if you borrow anything from her, you can have a tour. Shmir Bevalim. Because at any given moment, I mean, besides whatever, if she's a Jew, at any given moment, she has to work for you. And so you have a p'tur, shmir
v'ayilam. Why can't you say a little kvetch a little differently? The nafkamina between the first sheet and the second sheet is in the first sheet that if the person is working for nobody, so b'shas ma'aseh, then everybody has an equal shutvus in it, so then Ankor will work. B'sha'enkein, if he's working for Ruvain, then if Shimon borrows something from him while he's working for Ruvain, zokun yesh breira, at that moment he's only working for Ruvain, not for Shimon. The second shita will hold. No, Sai, if you're on call, he's not working at all. So
go, but then if you want to say that, go, but then you're going to have to say that the second sheet is moided. If he's actually working for somebody else, you will not have the p'tur of shmir b'baylam. Right? They hold the edge breyer. They don't hold the edge breyer.
They're going to hold. No, they hold the edge
breyer. Oh, they hold the edge breyer.
So therefore, the second sheet is going to hold that even when he's working for Ruvain. If Shimon borrows something, so he's
back. Why? But why? I'm working for you.
Because he's not.
But he's not going. Right now he's working for his own. He can't come to me. So you have to go to the other side. Good. So you want to say to Makle, because if you're the Edge Ray, but you still have to come on to that other raid. Right. Either because Mishtarshi, like the Ramach, or the Ritvan Maki Yosef.
But the Nakamina will be that in the first Shita, when he's working for nobody, They'll take a
bit
for both, because they're both paying equally.
Yeah, but it's not mashman like that in the first sheet. The, like I said, some Rishonim learned up the Rivosh, and others learned up that the Miri, correct. The Miri, right, it depends, it's a Maklek, it's a Miri, not Mak. So like some will work, some won't work, and that might be. But it comes out that Yisoid is sick, but I want to take out of here the Yisoid in every Shmir Bavailim. Do you need Balavim or Balakta means, because you hired me, because you asked me, or malachta me, so that's why it's considered your malacha, or malachta means because you're getting to elis from it. And if you look in the Achrenim, you see some lushanis like this, some lushanis like that, and I think it's this machlokes is rishanim. Okay, we have like 2 minutes left. I just want to start, at least if you give me, because it's sort of the same lumdas, but I'll stop in the middle. Harav ha-shenu la-tamidav, if a Rebbe is teaching his tamidim, em heim tzrichim lo-moid imoy b'chom mesechta she-yirza, if them is shubba, whenever he wants to change the mesechta, they got to learn whatever the Rebbe wants to learn. B'chom mesechta she-yirza, whatever the Rebbe wants. V'afim mischilu mesechta achas, even in the middle of his man, he started one mesechta, before he finishes it, yachal l'shanes l'acheres, like in all yeshivas today, and then don't even finish mesechta. The next man, the yeshiva decides they're doing something else. That's it. If you're in this yeshiva, you got to conform. Otherwise, go to a different yeshiva. Oz haviheim kishulim loy. They, the Tamidim, are Meshubah, they're like Shol to the Rebbe, because they have to, they're there for the Rebbe to listen, to hear the Shmuzim, to hear the Shurim, and they're at his, whatever he wants, whatever his whim is, whatever exactly he wants to learn, they got to do. So they're like Shol Loi. Az, haviheim kishulim loy, shem iman b'malacha, v'mshol mehem, and if he borrows from them, havi sheila bebailim. But if it's the other way around, vimhutzar klumod imoyim bechombakim sheyirtzu, whatever the talmidim want, oz it's faked who nisha lehem, he's like nisha lehem, vafilu shaloi b'shasalimin, even if he's not actually learning now. Kivin shetzar klumod imoyim bechalei sheyirtzu, if they say, Rebbe, tell me a vod, Rebbe, I don't understand the kash, I don't understand the taisis, you have to help me, the Rebbe got to help him, he's on call. So memelo, there's going to be a p'tur shmir b'ayim the other way around.
Is Rebbe being paid?
So the Makar HaChayim, the Nesivis says that Dafka, the Rebbe, is not being paid. Dafka Malave Bechinem. It's not so poshut. But
he's being paid. So the fact that he can change from Sefta, well, the Mai said they hired him.
They hired him, so he's being paid. So even though it's up to him to change, that was the terms. All right, you have to know. Good. Well, Belina, maybe we'll discuss it next week. V'madava tali b'shneim. If either one could decide on the mesecta, which a mesecta, she's called Yigmur, they got to finish the mesecta they start, and each time they take a vote what to learn next. V'ena rav yachal yishanis ha mesecta, shulem edas ha tamidim, v'la tamidim, v'la edas ha rav, oz enim shulem zel ezek klal, and memelo is not gzir shmira b'baylim. All right, we're going to stop over here. Belina, in the next week. Again, hopefully. So you have to know. It's a good shaila. Belina, hopefully next week, I hope to finish the simon before Pesach. Agutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.